In the days after the Civil War, some African-American families moved north with the Union troops with which they fought. But the story of this family is particularly unique since their move resulted in them learning Swedish. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrient Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Michelle Donahoe can share much about the people who founded the city of Sycamore, Illinois. She says that one of the most interesting stories from the city's early days comes from the Civil War.
The 105th was a regiment that many of the men came from Sycamore when they were fighting and they were down in the South. While they were down there, they ran across slaves that were interested in supporting the Union's efforts.
The men from Sycamore helped one former slave family relocate to this part of the state after the war.
One family in particular, Henry Beard, decided to go up to live with some of these men that he met and ended up in Sycamore, Illinois. He was the only African-American family here in town, but he did get to know some of these guys while they were fighting side by side. You get to know someone pretty well in those kind of situations, I imagine.
The Beard family was the first African-American family to come to Sycamore. Not only was this news, but where they made their home in town was also noteworthy.
They decide to settle in the north part of town, which is predominantly the Swedish area in our community. They end up going to North Grove School, which again is where a lot of the Swedes are going. And he had 13 children, and they ended up learning Swedish. So it's not that often that an African-American family is bilingual in English and Swedish.
The local museum here tells part of this Beard story through pictures.
There are some interesting pictures that do remain from that. They're from some class pictures from North Grove School where you can definitely pick out the Beard children. And it's just a fun story that goes, you know, how a picture, you know, is more worth than 1,000 words. Well, this, I think some of the words actually tell part of the story as well.
Traveling the Countryside in Sycamore, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.